Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Wendell Miracle, the founder of Hope Nuggets. He started this movement to bring hope to people who are facing hopeless situations and to give them practical steps to accomplishing their dreams. His book is Have a Magical Day, Seven Keys to Living Happy Every Day. And Mr. Miracle, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure, Wendell, and thanks so much for coming out today. So tell us, for starters, your book, Have a Magical Day, includes seven keys to living happier every day. Tell us some of the most important keys that are inside the book, if you don't mind.
Absolutely, Eric. One of the things I always tell people in my book, but also my clients, is that the way you start your day determines the type of day you're going to have. So every morning, the first thing I say is, I'm grateful that I opened two gifts, my eyes. So I always tell people, start your day with gratitude, because when you do that, you know, you eliminate all negativity. And studies have shown that it's impossible to be sad and grateful at the same time. What most people do is they complain. They complain about the weather, traffic, their jobs, their spouses. They look for all the negative, and then that attracts more of those things coming into their lives. But when you begin in a state of gratitude, it's very difficult to be unhappy. And the second key that I always tell people is to love yourself. And you hear that all the time now, but what does it really mean? It means taking care of your body physically, spiritually, emotionally. You know, you can't give out of an empty cup. So when you begin your day with gratitude, along with taking care of yourself, you know, you end up having magical days.
Not only do I agree, but I totally like the sounds of that. It makes a lot of sense as well. Good stuff. Now, in the book, you're very honest about some of the challenges you faced in your life. How did you overcome some of your darkest times, and what are some of the steps to get started?
Okay, great question. Like, I'll just be honest and upfront. 8 years ago, after battling breast cancer for over a decade, my mother passed away, and that was my best friend. And in that same three-month span, I lost my job and I went bankrupt. So you can't get any lower than that. So what I always tell people is, when you hit rock bottom, understand that, you know, every successful person has some sort of struggle that they overcame that was able to get them to the top. So in my case, it was losing my mother and my job at the time. So what I always tell people is, you have to look for the good and even negative situations. You know, at the time, I recited a gratitude list of why I was grateful to be in that situation. I'm grateful that I can pursue my dreams. I'm grateful that I'm still alive. I'm grateful that for all the memories I had with her, and that she wouldn't want me to be depressed. So you have to make a decision that you're not going to stay stuck there. You're going to take action as far as, you know, being grateful for what you have, and you're going to use that experience and take that pain and turn it into your power to accomplish new things.
Definitely appreciate your sharing that from a personal perspective, and definitely understand why that was the darkest moment of your life. And again, thanks for sharing that with us. Now, you suggest that people find ways to be grateful now for what they have today. What can you tell those who are always seeking a new job, more money, material items, or other things that they think will make them happier, but in the end, they don't?
That's a wonderful question. I believe that what a lot of people have in today's society, Eric, is what I call destination fever. You know, I'll be happy when, you know, when I get the new job, the new car, the relationship. You know, I've discovered that if you're not happy with where you are now, you'll never get to where you want to be. I believe that before you get the new house, you should be grateful for the apartment that you have. You know, before you get into management, which may or may not be such a great thing because it's hard being a manager, be thankful for the job that you have right now. You know, before you get married, you know, enjoy being single. You know, I believe that, you know, you don't have to wait. You know, this is what I teach in my book. You don't have to wait till all your dreams happen to be happy. You can be happy right where you are right now. And even personally, Eric, I've learned that when I accomplish those things, it doesn't fulfill me as much as the journey that got me there. You know, so when you live one day at a time and enjoy the little things, you know, you'll be a lot happier than actually when those big events happen, which don't always happen all the time.
And we're certainly on the same page here. I really like the information you've shared so far. I'm sure the audience agrees with me as well. Today we're joined by Wendell Miracle, the founder of Hope Nuggets. He started this movement to bring hope to people who are facing hopeless situations and to give them practical steps to accomplishing their dreams. His book is Have a Magical Day, Seven Keys to Living Happy Every Day. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, one of the key challenges for anyone running or starting a business is keeping positive when things get tough. What advice can you offer to them to get through a challenging situation?
Yes, great question. I want to give an example. When I started, you know, Hope Nuggets back in 2013, I wanted to actually share why it's called that. Is back in 2013, you know, Instagram only gave me 15 seconds to speak on video. So it's literally a nugget-sized video that's designed to bring you hope, you know. And in the first 3 or 4 years of my business, I made like zero revenue. And it was so discouraging. I wanted to give up. You know, one of the keys to success is consistency, you know, and it's persistence and a drive to keep going even during the dry seasons. And you got to understand, especially right now, we know we're going through a recession, COVID and everything. You know, we got to understand this is temporary. We're going to get through this, you know. And honestly, like the tough times, they really challenge to see how bad you want it, how much you really desire this. So, you know, when you can really desire it and love it with all your heart and push through it, eventually, you know, there is a light at the end of the tunnel and things will get better, but you have to be persistent and consistent.
And speaking of difficult times, these difficult times that we have been facing of late, what advice can you give to those feeling a little hopeless or have lost faith in their future through the COVID-19 situation?
Yes, I actually recently read a study that this is the unhappiest, you know, people have been in a long time. And what I always say is that there is going to be a silver lining. This is temporary. You know, this is not meant to last forever. And we can still find joy in this. For example, you know, for those who are stuck, feel like they're stuck at home, I always tell people, you're not stuck at home. You're safe at home. You know, it's an opportunity for you to spend more time with your family. You know, we need to look for the good and the bad, the happy and the sad, and what makes us grateful and not hateful. You know, if some, for those out there who may have lost their jobs, you know, use this opportunity to hone your skills and be better and look forward to an even better job. You know, for those who may have, you know, failed in a relationship, just know that, you know, there may be somebody out there who's better for you than the person that just left you. So understand that things are temporary and that there are better things on the horizon if you keep that proper mindset.
Mr. Miracle, really appreciate your joining us here today. A lot of awesome information, timely information to help us through this COVID-19 situation and even looking out into the future. This is a big help to those that are tuning in. Where can listeners get more information on your book, Have a Magical Day, and also a way to be in touch with you as well?
Absolutely. They can find it on Amazon. Just type in Have a Magical Day. They can go to Instagram.com/HopeNuggets, or they can go to www.HopeNuggets.com.
Easy enough. Again, Wendell, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
And you too. We've been speaking with Wendell Miracle, the founder of Hope Nuggets. He started this movement to bring hope to people who are facing hopeless situations and to give them practical steps to accomplishing their dreams. His book is Have a Magical Day, 7 Keys to Living Happy Every Day. And for further details, visit HopeNuggets.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.